If you wonder why I have my glasses off, is because I cannot read these books or my notes with my glasses on. It's just one big blur. I remember Earl talking about before he got his glasses, he said he thought he had dirt in the middle of the page of his Bible. And when he got his glasses, he realized it was references. I'm the opposite. I can't read without. I can't see you. I can see blur out there, but that's probably better too. You think? That's on, ain't it?
Might see Scooter.
Yeah, I may see Scooter. Now, if I call somebody Scooter, you just look over me this morning. I've got that in my head. Scooter. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And for this, there's a place again to start here. Verse 13 and 14, I read those. Paul says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ." Now again, this Sunday, this is still introduction. The title of the message is The Doctrine of Election. Now the reason the introduction is going to be so long is because I have condensed into whatever, however many messages it'll take me to get through the introduction. I have kind of condensed everything down to where A.W. Pink in this book I told you about divides everything up into almost, what was it, 12 or 13 different chapters. He has one on the verity of election. You know what that means, right? It means the truthfulness of election.
Yes, sir.
The scripturalness of election.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not going to argue that. I'm simply stating and preaching this truth. Paul was bound to give thanks to some folks because God chose them. That says enough.
Amen.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
I'm not here to argue that this morning. Let me briefly review and say again that the manifestation of election, and what I mean by that is God revealing in His Word that He chose the people.
Yeah.
Now He revealed it right in the beginning, but it's kind of couched in phrases. And it's basically in one phrase. There's the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent.
That's right.
But that's not very detailed, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's all we had, you don't have a whole lot. You have the promise, but that you don't have a whole lot. And it's kind of hard for us to relate to that because we're on this side of it.
Yeah.
And we have all this other information, and you can't just forget all that other information.
No.
Unless you go and see now. You can't just forget all of that. But the truth is, as God's Word, as the revelation came in, God more and more manifested this election.
Yeah.
This fact that He has chosen a people. The manifestation of election opens up the will of Almighty God. It's the will of God that God had locked in His own bosom in eternity. This is what God Almighty wills to do. And no one knew about it but God Himself, and now God is pleased to say, "All right, here it is. This is my will."
Yes, sir.
You know, it's amazing. There are thousands upon thousands of people that want to hear messages. What is the will of God? I think I may have mentioned this. What is the will of God? But this is one part of the will of God they don't want to hear about.
Yeah,
they want to know whether they should buy a Toyota or a Dodge. You know? Whether they should take this job selling magazines or this job digging a ditch. And generally, they always feel the will of God is the one that makes the most money.
Yeah.
You know? Where the money is, that's where God wants me to go.
Yeah.
Preachers do that too, don't you know?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure it's happened, so I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but I've never heard of it that a man moves from one assembly and goes to a smaller one and takes a cut in pay. You ever heard of that? I'm sure it's happened, but yeah. No, this manifestation of election lets us know here is what God Almighty willed to do. Remember, God is not working randomly. And you know, I thought about this. I thought, how many times, I look back on the internet, And just several months ago, I preached on God chose a people. And it's like 20 or 30 some messages. And I thought, why? How? In other words, does God really want me to do this again? But the truth is, and I said, I'm not trying to be mean. This is just a fact. There are people that have attended this assembly, and they've attended this assembly for years. And they still don't get it. Still don't get it. There have been people that have attended this assembly and then make statements, well, God didn't deal with the small things. Now, folks, this is from this assembly.
Yeah.
And I'm not being mean. I'm saying this is who we are as people.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm not singling anybody out. But there are people who have heard the truth for years and still don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just don't get it. So we got to, Joe, just keep saying it over and over and over. And eventually, if God is pleased, they'll get it. But if they don't get it, they can't blame us. Right? God is not working randomly. Events do not ride on chance. Remember, God controls even the roll of the dice.
Yes, sir.
Right?
That's right.
I quoted it last week. The lot is cast into the lap. And I used to quote it, and the disposing thereof is of the Lord. That ain't what it says, is it? That was pointed out to me. Paul pointed that out to me one time. Well, he heard somebody else quote it right. And I said, I might ought to check that. You know, it says the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, modern day terms, where that dice landed on, what it landed on, God Almighty determined what it landed on.
Yes, sir.
And what it was when somebody picked up those two dice and stuck them in a box and somebody carried them around and they jiggled and jerked and moved around, God Almighty determined where those dice lay.
That's right.
And when the next person came along and took the top off the box and accidentally dropped it and they spit on the floor, God Almighty determined where those dice would lay. And when the next person or that person picked up those dice and shot them on the crap table, they landed right where God Almighty said they'd lay.
Yes, sir.
The whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Now, like I said last week, if you want to hit Las Vegas because you believe that now, you go right ahead.
Yep.
Berinder, he might just give you snake eyes.
That's exactly right.
And I'm not a crap shooter, but I don't think that's a good role, is it? Somebody answer. Anybody got an answer for that? Does anybody know that one? Go ahead and tell on yourself.
That's
morning.
Bad.
Is that bad? Okay. Joe knows. No, this is Scripture. God is not working anything out randomly.
Exactly.
Events do not and never have wrote on chance. I don't care how minute they might seem.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, for some folks, gambling ain't so minute a deal, is it? It's an addiction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people have lost everything they've owned because of it.
Oh,
Joe,
yeah.
It's not just the minutia of life. But as one preacher said, God Almighty controls even the dust, the flakes of dust you see floating around in the air. If you happen to see some in the light, know that God Almighty determined where each and every one of them be.
Yes,
he determined that you see the ones you see at the time you've seen them. Destiny. I mean the destiny of all things. Everything. Whether it is, Pink calls it rational creatures.
Yeah.
But see, I'm too skeptical. We are irrational creatures. I know what Pink's saying.
Yeah.
He's talking about man and angels as opposed to beasts.
Exactly.
But you know, when he calls me a rational creature, automatically a red flag goes off. You know? It's like when people call me, well, I believe in the responsibility of man. No, I believe in the irresponsibility of man.
Exactly.
You see? And granted, you can chalk it up, well, that's Walter being Walter, but Walter's being real.
Yeah.
And I'm being true. I'm trying to be as true to your souls as I can when I try to tell you the truth. And I've had people mock me for that. For being picky over words. I've had people at this place mock me for that. For being picky over words. But like Earl Cochran says, words is all we got.
Exactly.
And see, what most people like, they want to be able to say anything they want to say, but you're supposed to understand what I meant. No, say what you mean. And if you say the wrong thing, say, I said that wrong. Exactly. It's my fault that you didn't understand it. It's not your fault. Yeah. Words is all we have. And I remember our Lord saying something to some folks, by your words you'll be judged. Either justified or condemned, either one, right?
Yes, sir.
By your words. Somebody says, you believe men are justified? That's what Christ said. I'll leave it up to you to figure out what it means.
Yeah.
That's what he said, didn't he?
Yep.
No destiny, whether it's future, present, or past, is sealed by the will of God. I am exactly where God Almighty purposed for me to be this morning. Yeah. And those who are not here are exactly where God Almighty purposed they be this morning.
Yes, sir.
No matter how much I may miss them, no matter how much I may wish they were here, and they may wish they were here,
yeah.
God Almighty purposed everything.
That's it.
Now let me go even further. And I think I mentioned this last week. Exactly who will be saved, and exactly who will be lost. And I'm talking about in the end. We'll go further into this, but I mean, even in the end, exactly who will be saved and exactly who will be lost does not depend upon the will of man.
That's right.
You see, when Adam sinned, God Almighty created Adam so that he would sin.
That's it.
Because had he not, he would not have sinned. Adam was created, what people call mutable, changeable,
yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
He said, I don't believe anything simply had to happen, or it just happened. I don't believe God knows, simply knows about anything.
Yeah.
The Scripture declares God Almighty purposed everything.
Yes, sir.
If anything can happen by chance, then chaos could ensue. The classic phrase, I think it was Joseph, wasn't it? Said to his brethren, you meant it, what they did to it, you meant it for evil.
Yeah. That's right.
Now he doesn't say God turned it around for good.
Nope.
Does he?
Nope.
Now that's the way people interpret it. And even if you quote it right, that's how their mind interprets it.
Yeah. Right.
The men were in charge of this. His brothers were in charge of all this. And they meant it for evil, but God turned it around for good. That ain't what Joseph said. He said, you meant it for evil, God meant it for good.
Amen.
He meant it for good, right?
Amen.
I mean, Joseph had already had a dream, God telling him this is going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Had he not? Now, we read the passage last week, John, chapter 1, mainly verses 12 and 13. He came into his own received him not. Now, why did they not receive him?
Yeah.
Now, we'll look at it. Romans chapter 11, because God Almighty said so.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, let's just stop and look at it. And I know we did last week, but you see, when we talk about the doctrine of election, I am in the introduction. I'm not, the thing about it, we are not to try to make God as palatable as possible to humankind.
No.
We are to declare, thus saith the Lord God, here's who I am.
Yes.
Either you believe it or you don't.
Exactly.
You just believe it or you don't. If you don't like who this God is, that's tough. We're not here trying to convince men this is who God is. We're here to proclaim, here's who God is. And he'll either bring them to believe it, or he'll bring them not to. No, isn't that what he says? Romans 11, Paul says, even so then at this present time, just like back then.
Yeah.
Right? Just like back in the days of, who was it, Elias, right? Back in the days of Isaiah.
Yeah.
Not every Jew was a child of God.
That's right.
God had a chosen people, right? And God is still not done with the chosen among the Jews. Because even so, at this present time, when Paul wrote this, there is a remnant according to the election of grace.
Amen.
Right? Paul is saying, even among the Jews, right now today, and I've got every reason to believe that's still true, because the fullness of the Gentiles hadn't come in yet. No, I believe that means exactly what it says. You don't have to spiritualize it. It means what it says. You start interpreting Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul wrote what he meant.
Yes, sir.
And he does it all the way through the whole book.
Exactly.
And he says this. And if by grace, that is this election, then it's no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it's no more grace, otherwise work is no more work.
Exactly.
Now those of you who've listened to D.J. Ward, you remember what he called that, don't you? The doctrine of good sense.
Exactly.
You can't have it both ways.
Amen.
That's what Paul's saying. It can't be both ways.
Exactly.
It's got to be one or the other, and since we know it's by grace, then that kicks works out the door.
Amen.
But look, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it. And the rest were blinded.
Yeah.
Now there's some people who don't even like that part.
Yeah, you're right.
Immediately they say, well, there's got to be some other meaning. No, the rest were blinded.
Yeah.
Okay? But that's a general statement. The rest were blinded.
Yeah.
But then Paul, notice it's in parentheses in the English, so that there is no mistaking this. According as it is written. What does that next phrase say? God hath given them.
Amen.
What's that say? What's it mean? God gave it to them.
Amen.
And what did he give them? Spirit of slumber. Eyes that they should not see. Ears that they should not hear. Unto this day. God don't do that. God did that.
Yeah.
It's not up for debate. This is who my God is.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable enough with that God? Do you believe Him? You see, I used to make excuses for Him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He finally enabled me. Walter, just quit making excuses for me. I don't need you to defend me.
Exactly.
That's it. Hmm? Now, God just left them to themselves. That don't say God just left them to themselves.
No, it doesn't.
Now, it may be true, God may leave a man to himself, but that's not what this says. It says God gave them the spirit of slumber.
Yes, sir.
And God knew what he was doing when he told Adam, in the day you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. He knew the rest of his posterity is going to die with him. God pronounced that judgment upon the whole human race. He willed to do it. He told Adam he was going to.
Yep.
He didn't say, if you eat, did he?
That's right.
He said, in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Amen.
Boy, you really getting to be a hard shell now.
That's
right. It's all right. Just like one old writer said, I think it may have been Robert Trail, but I may be wrong. Who actually gave the quote? It may not be him, but one of those old writers stated, when we start to make the gospel of Jesus Christ palatable to the natural man, it ceases to be the gospel of God in Christ.
Exactly.
And see, the gospel reveals to us who God is in the face of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Joe said, Jesus Christ is God. Right?
Yes, sir.
And he is.
Amen.
This is who God is.
Yeah.
He gives some people the spirit of slumber. Eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear. How? They were blinded unto this day.
Amen.
As David said, let their table be made a snare. Right?
Yes, sir.
Let it happen.
Yes, sir.
Let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always.
Yes, sir.
That's what that says, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's it.
Hmm. Now, how do I explain that?
Exactly.
How do I make that easier?
Yeah.
That's tough. You know that? That's tough even for a Calvinist. You know that?
Yeah.
Even old John Calvin sometimes didn't go that far. Huh? Because they ain't nobody naturally goes as far as God Almighty goes himself.
Yes, sir.
You know what? He tells us exactly who he is.
Yeah. That's it.
See, even the... I told you this passage just struck me because within the context of this passage is everything that is contained in this book Pink talks about. What men call the positive and the negative, as far as I'm concerned, it's all positive.
That's right. That's it.
You see, what God ordained to happen does happen without fail. But you know what? Even a lot of Arminians believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they believe that. Boy, a man make a statement like that, he's a good, solid grace person. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe a rank Arminian. They make that kind of statement. Let me give it to you again. What God ordained to happen does happen without fail.
Yes, sir.
The problem is the Arminian just doesn't believe God ordained everything that happens
exactly.
to happen.
That's it.
He just ordained some things to happen. Yeah. And the things that he did ordain to happen, well, they, of course, will happen.
Oh, yeah.
No, let me go on. Whatever happens, God ordained to happen without fail.
Amen.
If it happens, God Almighty ordained it to happen. And somebody says, well, what do you believe? What do you believe? What is that old phrase? I didn't even write it down. What will happen is going to happen. Well, that's the only way it can be.
Exactly.
What ain't going to happen ain't going to happen.
That's right.
Stupid people. That's what we are by nature. We are stupid. We don't even adhere to common sense.
You're right.
We hate God's truth. We hate God so much. God's got it translated for us right here in black and white.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll read it and we got to try to read it away.
Exactly.
We got to try to soften it. Even if we're a free grace person, we got to soften it somehow.
Yeah.
It's just a little too tough.
Yeah.
What does 2 Thessalonians say? Paul, the Apostle Paul said there's a guy coming.
Yeah.
It's the man of sin. So what's that mean? It means a man. I think we know that, right? That's anybody know what a man is? A man of, that is relating to, like the tree of life, the book of life. Here's a man of what? Sin. Well, somebody said, well, that's a group of men. It doesn't say the men of sin. It says the man of sin. Right? I guess y'all ain't read none of the commentaries, have you? You know what the best explanation to a commentary is? God's Word.
Yes, sir.
You read your commentary, you get God's Word, then you'll find out what God wants you to know.
Exactly.
Rather than what some man wants you to know.
Yeah.
Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall reveal with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with power, and signs, and lying wonders. This person, this man, is going to perform miracles.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to have authority.
Yes, sir.
And he's going to perform lying wonders.
Exactly.
With all, how's he going to do it? With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish.
Yeah.
Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now this is simply a bare statement of who men are by nature. Because that includes me by nature.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. By nature, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But he's not talking about what we are simply by nature. He's talking about a specific group of people. Right? Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
Yeah.
And I, God help me, I, and as well as others, have preached. I have said from that, now God will allow the devil to blind men. God will allow the devil to give man strong delusion. Is that what that says?
No, sir.
Why do we say that? Because somehow we feel like we got to somehow make up for God.
Yeah.
Somehow justify God. No, it says, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Amen.
Why? So he can damn them.
Yeah.
And tell what that says?
Yes, sir.
That they all might be damned.
Amen.
Who believe not the truth, but have pleasure. Yes, and unrighteousness. You see, the thing about it is, that's my God.
Yes, sir.
That's who He is.
Amen.
That's who He is. Ah, but there's another group of folk. Right? That we're bound, Paul says, to give thanks. That's why we read, He came into His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power. That means the right, not ability.
Yeah.
It's not ability. But the right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born.
Yes, sir.
Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but these people are indeed born of God.
Amen.
You see, let's just go. If you're following along, turn back to Ecclesiastes. I know this is nothing new. But of course, doesn't Ecclesiastes say that?
Yes, sir.
There is nothing new under the sun.
Exactly.
It just sounds new to some folks because most men ain't telling the truth about God.
Exactly.
Let me say it again. What God ordained to happen does happen without fail. That's a gimme.
Yep.
I said Arminians believe that. Mm-hmm. Now here's another thing. There are people who've been here for years, they still don't know what an Arminian is. Now, folks, that's not my fault. If you've been here for years, you ought to know what an Arminian is. You ought to know what the phrase free will means.
Yes,
right? You've got enough preaching from Joe or myself or Earl or other men that you ought to know that. But then you have countless hours upon hours when you leave here to study and find out more.
Yeah.
Right? But it's sad. I'm telling you the truth that there are people here that's come here for years and still didn't know what free will really was.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad. Let me again say it. Whatever happens, God ordained to happen.
Yeah.
Without fail.
Yes, sir.
And God said there's a reason for this. Ecclesiastes 3. To everything, there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Amen.
Now notice how Solomon puts this. It's not just there's a time to every event. This is true, but that's far too general.
Yeah.
You see. It's true, but it's not the whole truth.
Yep.
Because everything, every event is an event because God purposed the event. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a time to be born.
Yes.
There's a time to die.
Yes.
There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up that which is planted.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
There's a time to kill.
That's right.
And there's a time to heal. There's a time to break down. There's a time to build up.
Amen.
There's a time to weep. There's a time to laugh.
Amen.
There's a time to mourn. Uh-oh, Baptist.
There you go.
There's a time to dance.
Amen.
I might have to preach on that sometime.
There's
a time to cast away stones.
Yep.
There's a time to gather stones together. There's a time to embrace. I guess Barney's all right sometimes. But there's also a time to refrain from embracing as well.
Amen.
So it's not always a Barney world.
Exactly.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to get. And notice it doesn't say there's a time that you won't get. It says sometimes you'll lose.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
There's a time to get, there's a time to lose. There's a time to keep, there's a time to cast away. You know, so far, ain't a whole lot been left out.
Yeah.
Has it? But we ain't done yet.
Exactly.
There's a time to rend, there's a time to sow. There's a time to keep silence, and most people think about me, that's all the time. But it says a time to keep silence, and there's a time to speak.
Sir.
A time to love, and a time to, what's that say? Hate.
Amen.
Hate is not wrong.
Amen. Exactly.
Why? Because God does it. That makes it right.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
See, God doesn't just do right. What God does is right.
Amen.
Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever's right. Is that what it says?
Ooh.
No, it says He's done whatever He pleased.
Amen.
And if He's pleased to do it, that makes it right.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, well, that don't sound... How's that fair? We ain't talking about men and fair. We're talking about God Almighty, the sovereign creator of the universe.
Amen.
That's who we're talking about. We can't judge Him based upon what we think is fair. We don't even judge God based upon what is fair among us.
Exactly. You're right.
We don't judge God at all.
Amen.
We believe who He's revealed Himself to be.
Exactly.
Time to love, time to hate. Time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. And let me just say, most of life is that.
Yeah.
Most of it is that. It's travail. It's not all travail.
No.
Because there is a time to be to mourn. There is a time to have joy, right? But most of life is travail.
Yeah.
I used to say to a certain group of folk, they didn't like it then, they probably still don't like it, I don't know. Life's tough, ain't it? Well, I know I was being a smart aleck, but they were being ignorant.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, this is just so bad. It could be worse.
Yes, sir.
Huh? That's right. God could have not let us know who He is. Exactly. And then dab us for not knowing who He is.
Amen.
Well, God don't do that. Yes, He does. Ask the Assyrians.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You remember them, don't you? Did I mention them last week? The Assyrians? Well, you remember Israel, right?
Oh, yeah.
That stiff-necked, rebellious people?
Yeah.
Real good choice God made, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, see, it's a good choice because God Almighty willed to do it.
Exactly.
That's what made it good. And they were a stiff-necked and uncircumcised people in heart and mind.
Yeah.
And they were rebellious against God. And God said, you know what, I'm going to punish you for that.
That's right.
And I'm going to use the Assyrians to do it.
Yeah.
The Assyrians are going to want to do it because they don't like you anyway.
That's right. Exactly.
But the Assyrians don't know they're going to do my will. They think they're doing their will.
Exactly.
So, I'm going to make the Assyrians do what they want to do, and they're going to punish you. They're going to hurt you. It's all going to be my purpose. And then I'm going to turn around and punish the Assyrians for punishing you.
That's right. Amen.
You see, that's who God is.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, it's not accept it or reject it. It's either believe it or not.
Exactly.
You see.
That's it.
Now, where was I? Oh, Ecclesiastes. That's right. What? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also, look at it. Also, He hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end.
Amen.
I know there is no good in them. Now, there's good in what God does,
yes, sir.
But there's no good in what? Them. Us.
Yeah.
I know that there's no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is the gift of God.
Amen.
I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever.
Amen.
Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. You'd best be afraid of God.
Yes, sir.
This here ain't just reverence God, though we should. We best be afraid of God.
That's right.
Because bless our measly little souls, he's in charge.
Amen.
And he'll either save us or he'll damn us. Look, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now.
Yeah.
And that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. So if it happened, God Almighty said for it to happen.
Yes, sir.
See, I said that, didn't I? That's what that says.
Yeah.
That's what that says. You see, the rejection of Jesus of Nazareth as Messiah by certain Jews, or the reception of Jesus of Nazareth by certain Jews, was not chance. It's what God Almighty purposed to happen individually. Because the elect obtained it, the rest were blinded. Right? You see, the doctrine of election is not there to intrigue us. It was revealed that it might reveal who God is to us. Election reveals the will of God. Now, and my time's about up. But turn, and you know the passage, Romans 9. Now, God willing, starting next week, well, still introduction. Now, God willing, next week, we'll try to talk about the fact that the doctrine of election is important. And I don't mean just important, I got to know. I mean it's important. It is vital. Now, I may not know about it, but it's vital.
Yeah.
Heads up, that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. How? According as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. Election is important. It's vital.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got a blessing one apart from election.
Exactly.
Either God chose for me to be blessed or I'm damned.
That's it.
One or the other.
Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 9. Verse 15 basically for right now. For he said to Moses, this is what God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Remember, it's all the will of God.
Yes,
let me just tell you, it is not even the love of God. It's not that the love of God was absent by any means, but the impetus, the motivation in God is God's will.
Yes, sir.
You see it? It doesn't say, well, I have mercy on whom I love. Well, that's again me. You know, no, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but all of this is what? But of God that showeth mercy. But Paul just cannot go with just one side of this. Paul is too honest. He's being moved to be too honest to just give us one side of it.
Yeah.
Right? For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh. Now, I would have thought he'd went to Abraham. Right? Well, he's already done that, you see. Isaac. Right? Israel. Right? Jacob. Right? All of these men. No. For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh. Even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy. But if that's true, the other side has to be true as well.
Exactly.
It is the doctrine of good sense.
Exactly.
When it comes to God, you don't have one without the other. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will Whom he will. He just wills to do it.
Yes, sir.
He'll harden.
Amen.
Somebody says, that's scary. That's right. That's why God said, you fear me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fear him. Don't fear them that can kill your body. That's all they can do.
Exactly.
It says, you fear him that can destroy both body and soul in hell. That sounds like afraid to me, not just reverence. Don't it to you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Why? Because he has that right.
Yes, sir.
That's the whole thing. He has that right. Therefore, he hath mercy on whom I have mercy, and whom he will harden. Well, then, how can God find me at fault if all I do is the will of God anyway?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Paul knew man. He knew that we would respond. Well, how can God find fault in me if all I'm doing is His will anyway? Right? Look at it. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted His will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why have you made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Now look at it. What if God, look at that next word, willing.
Yes.
What if God willing to show wrath?
Uh-huh. Right.
What about his fear? God don't want to show wrath. That's the one attribute of God he don't want to let out of the bag, if he can help it.
Oh, no.
Right? If they'd just let me, I'd keep it tied up inside myself. You know? But they won't let me, so it's got to come out on me every once in a while. No, God is willing to show His wrath. He wants to.
Yes, sir.
If God ever has shown wrath and ever will show wrath, it's because He willed to.
That's right. Exactly.
He didn't have to make man to start with.
No,
if God cared that much about not showing wrath, He could have just not made the thing to start with. Bad experiment. No, God Almighty willed it so. What if God, willing to show His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy which He hath afore prepared unto glory, even us whom He hath called, not just to the Jews, not the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles.
Amen.
Let me read you this quote by John Calvin. Now, John Calvin was a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand here this morning trying to tell you John Calvin was the greatest saint that ever lived. There's something, if John Calvin were alive today, and we were like we are today, and John Calvin was like he was when he was around, he would have put us in jail.
Yeah.
He would have, folks. We would have been the Anabaptist radicals, I guarantee you.
Uh-huh.
Whether we really were or not, we would have been.
Yeah.
But he did say the truth sometimes.
Yes.
And that's all I can say about any man, right?
Exactly.
I'm not here to vouch for a man's soul.
Yeah.
I have a hard enough time vouching for my own soul, let alone John Calvin's.
Exactly.
But here's what he said. We shall never be clearly convinced, as we ought to be, that our salvation flows from the fountain of God's free mercy till we are acquainted with His eternal election, which illustrates the grace of God by this comparison, that He adopts not all promiscuously. I like that. He adopts not all promiscuously to the hope of salvation, but He gives to some what He refuses to others.
That's right.
Ignorance of this principle evidently detracts from the divine glory and diminishes real humility. If then we need to be recalled to the origin of election to prove that we obtain salvation from no other source than the mere good pleasure of God, then they who desire to extinguish this principle do all they can to obscure what ought to be magnificently and loudly celebrated. It's not just a doctrine. I've titled it